Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast of Steel. Today, I'm joined by Clark Kent and Superman and Batman and so many other fantastic heroes and characters. Jake Fogg, cosplayer extraordinaire, welcome to the show, sir.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here talking with you. This is a long time coming, so I appreciate the compliments.
No, and that's the thing. I've been excited for this chat. It's something that we have been planning for a while. I've got a lot of questions for you, of course, about Superman and cosplay in general. But yeah, Before we begin in that deep dive into all your passions, please, if you could share some of your origin story, as it were, with the audience, Jake.
Yeah, so I grew up, coincidentally, on a farm in Virginia, kind of in between D.C., Washington, D.C., and Richmond, Virginia. I grew up playing sports my whole life. So I played football, basketball, baseball, primarily football. So a huge sports fan. I moved to North Carolina, which is where I live now, about 10 years ago. I'm an extremely family-oriented person. My family's down here as well. I have a beautiful dog named Coda, aka Crypto. He looks just like Crypto as well. So I've been cosplaying for 5 years now. I also do a little bit of modeling and acting and that stuff too, which has been fun. I'm really excited. I'm sure we'll be talking later. I can give you some feedback. I'm actually getting to finally do some Superman stuff in the acting space in the coming months. So I'm really excited about that. I grew up, my dad was a huge comic book fan. I grew up with, you know, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Justice League, all of those things. So it's been in my blood since I was a wee lad. And now I just get to do it for a living. Well, a part-time living.
We are living the dream until we can make this a full-time career. Because the passion there that you have for it, we will get to that. It's something that is why I've wanted to speak with you. You clearly adore all these characters that you portray so well. For you, it's not just about stepping into a costume. It's about stepping into that character's world. And you can see that in just photographs, but the videos of you as well, when you're leaping into action when it comes to portraying all these different characters, it is a beautiful thing. How did your introduction to cosplay begin, Jake?
By accident, coincidentally. So I didn't really know that cosplay existed until like 5-6 years ago. And I mean, I knew that there were like San Diego Comic-Con and that kind of thing, but I guess I didn't realize like how big of a community it was. So how it started for me was, again, I played sports growing up, and you know, a lot of activities with charities happen when you're an athlete and you know, they try and get you into the community and do certain things. So once my career ended, I wanted to continue that. Especially, you know, I love working with kids and making an impact, you know, with the youth. So for me, it was like, okay, like I think it would be kind of boring if I just show up. But if like Superman showed up, I know when I was a kid, I would have lost my marbles. So I tried to think of a way to do that in a way of doing charity work. And then just so happened to, I started an Instagram. I reached out to, you know, I put in, I think like, you know, Superman costume or Batman costume, just trying to see. And I ran into these cosplayers and was like, wow, like this is an actual thing. This is awesome. Like, how do I not know about this? Reached out to several of them. One you might know is Liz Wonder. She's an amazing Wonder Woman and was just like, you know, where do you go get costumes? Like, how do you get into this? And they were extremely kind and they pointed me in the right direction. I reached out to Napier's Inc., started with a Superman costume, and It started with the charity work, which was great. COVID happened, so couldn't really do the community service stuff with that. So I was like, oh, I'm going to see if I can maybe do like a photo shoot. And, you know, this looks fun. So I did a photo shoot and it went kind of viral. And then it just one thing led to another, to another, and to another. And here we are. So one beautiful, happy accident, really. And I'm so glad it happened because it's a blast.
And that's the thing, accidents can happen, but I say it was meant to be, clearly. The joy that you not only bring to the cosplay world and the community, but clearly the joy that you get out of it as well.
Yeah.
Get out what you put in, and boy oh boy, do you put in some work. I've seen the list of characters that you portray, and it's impressive to say the least. Now, it's difficult, I'm sure, like choosing a favorite child or a favorite pet. But is there a character that you prefer to portray?
Superman. Yeah.
No, thank you very much. The podcast can now continue. I'm not going to kick you out. There's no incorrect answers here, but that was correct.
That was a correct
answer there, Jake. And yeah, I mean, Superman is clearly, you know, he's my guy. He's my favorite character. I love to see him portrayed, whether it be in TV, comic films, or at Comic Cons. And when I see somebody like yourself, I'm waiting for the Comic Con experience where I finally get to meet you.
Oh, I would
because
love that.
I always get giddy, and I've got a list of sort of interesting poses that I want to recreate and scenes from comics that I want to capture in a camera, but normally it's just me smiling and being really giddy that I'm standing next to a Superman. So I love that he's one of your favorite characters to dress up as. How do you, say, get into the mood of Superman before you start cosplaying?
Oh, I think a lot of it is, and one of the reasons he's my favorite, from a personality standpoint, very similar personalities. I'm a very laid back, just like happy person. I like to, you know, bring a smile to somebody else when I can. I wouldn't say I'm like Deadpool level crazy or funny, but I like to like crack jokes and have humor. And I've always like felt the connection with him. So for me, it's just about, and you can't really help it when you put the costume on, to be honest. I think that's really it. I mean, you stand up a little straighter, your shoulders are back a little more, you're, you know, how I know you mentioned, like, you get giddy, and you can see that with people when they're around you, and you just can't really help it. And you feel that responsibility to, he's the only character, honestly, that you feel like a responsibility as you're wearing the costume to be, you know, to do him justice in the right way as best you can. I mean, nobody can be Superman. He's literally supposed to be perfect. So, you know, it you attain to that as best as you can while wearing that costume, and you can't really help it. It's just I have a blast walking around as him, and, you know, hearing people's responses and questions, and you know, giving big hugs. And I make this joke, you know, especially at Comic-Cons, you know, especially with kids, like when I've done Batman, kids are excited from like far away, but like the closer they get to you, the more terror, because there's no way you're wearing this brooding mask and there's no way to come across as like, oh, this is a very warm, pleasant individual. Whereas like Superman, like they just want to hug you and they feel like safe around you. And I've even had kids like run up, like grab my like leg and be like, Superman, like that guy's over there, like there's a villain over there, like go stop him. And they like just feel comfortable with you. So it's really, really fun. I love it. I really do.
And I mean, yeah, I've seen those interactions that you've had, and it is beautiful to witness. And again, you can see the joy on everybody else's face, but the joy on your face as well. Yeah. They all say that sometimes we always wear a mask, but your face just says it all. The enjoyment that you get out of bringing cosplay out into the real world, as it were. Yeah. Now, that first ever moment you put on a Superman costume, did you feel yourself get just a little bit taller?
Yes, and I'm already tall. I'm about 6'3" in real life. So I, it's exceptionally intimidating the first time. It's like very large boots to step into, and it, you know, there's no mask, so it's just you. So the first time was definitely like, oh my gosh, like I'm a little like, I hope this goes okay. You know, when I did the first photo, I didn't know what it was going to look like or any of that. So, but yeah, you do. You feel very powerful. I would not recommend wearing capes all that. Like the girl from Incredibles is right. Like no capes. Because you find out real quick, you cannot walk backwards wearing a cape. And I've tripped over myself more times than I can count. But but that being said, yes, the confidence, you can't help it. You can't help yes. it.
Edna is a very wise woman when it comes to fashion, but you can't have Superman without the cape.
You can't.
And we've seen your cape flowing, and it is as majestic as one would hope. We've seen photographs, and it looks amazing, but there's something different about how a cape floats in the wind or when you're walking through a busy room. It has its own level of confidence and character, and you help bring that cape to life. So you talked about walking backwards. Have you had any sort of embarrassing moments when you've been in character, Jake?
Oh, yeah, plenty. I feel like all the time with yes, I have. I think walking around Comic-Cons, as you know, it gets really busy. So people step on your cape and you're just like walking and you're just like, yeep, and you just get like yanked back and you're just like, oh, okay, sorry. I've ran into people on accident because I just, you know, you don't realize like you're shoulders are a little wider in that suit. So I unfortunately have, you know, almost knocked over a couple people walking into me. And I think just the poses in general, like when I do photo shoots, especially when I'm doing like comic recreations, for example, when you're shooting laser beams out of your eyes, the face you make before the lasers are put into your eyes via edit, it's not a very flattering, you know, look. So you just kind of have to embrace the silliness of it. Or, you know, when you're doing flying poses, it's I try and think of the little things like, you know, if you're flying, your foot isn't like this, your toes are pointed down. So you have to like get on your tippy toes and like try not to make a derp face while you're doing it. And there's just a lot of things, especially in photo shoots, that's quite embarrassing. Or like we'll do, as you mentioned, I'm a big fan of the cape flap. The cape flap adds another element, but you like, so what will happen is they'll be like 3, 2, 1, and I'll just like throw my cape back or like up. But a lot of times it'll like come up over your head and, and it's like, okay, well, I tried.
And you do. I would love to see an outtake reel of all the shots that didn't make it to the final edit, because I'm sure there are so many there. But the winning shots and the winning videos are always, you see the work that goes into it. It is a full team of photographers and lighters and editors. I admire. I've had the chance to speak to a few members of the cosplay community, and it truly is a village around the world. Cons are popping up all around the world now. And to see, again, the effort that goes into cosplay and the love that is there for it. You will often see, of course, cosplayers walking around the con, but then they'll be outside and they'll be taking photographs and they'll be, again, recreating comic scenes. It's a wonderful moment. Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about embarrassing moments. Now, let's twist that around. What have been some of your proudest moments when cosplaying, Jake?
Proudest. Honestly, this is going to sound exceptionally cheesy, but I think anytime being out that, you know, and it never gets old and it's crazy to me, but when people, you know, I've gotten kind of like, wow, like, you know, like you really look like Superman. Like when I'm in the costume, like you're like, wow, you're like, you're really like that. I'm just like, no way. Like, I'm like, who are you talking to? Like me? but, you know, when it's a character that you care so deeply about and you're getting, you know, people telling you stuff like that and just the gratification that brings, that, you know, that you're bringing that character to life in a way that does it justice, whether it's, you know, how I act or the way I look in the suit or whatever, it honestly is the most, like, flattering thing that I could ever have. I think just some of the partnerships that, you know, never get old. Like I'm doing a lot with like the Reeve Foundation. And just the fact that they, you know, found me worthy enough to even talk to, what is incredible. And it's really amazing. And then, you know, I've met Tyler and Tom Welling and all them, and you know, they've been extremely complimentary, and just some of the nice things that they've had to say, and just hearing it from people that I've watched that I've really admired, you know, their interpretation and whatnot is very, very, very nice. And it's, yeah, it means a lot. It really does.
Well, you are a part of that Superman legacy as it is, you know, cosplayers and passionate fans and people there that are donning the S, not only wearing the cape, but in a way respecting it in such a way that makes me so proud to be a Superman fan. It makes me sad that wonderful people like you are so far away around the world and physically can't visit every single Comic-Con.
But it
brings me joy that you are out there doing this fantastic work for Superman. And the fact, as you said, you've met these characters that have brought Superman to life. Now you mentioned briefly there about the reorganization. Yeah. Can we talk any more about what you're doing soon? Oh, wonderful. Absolutely. What's going on there?
Yeah, so obviously it's, you know, Warner Brothers is launching the Summer of Superman campaign. Yes. You got the new movie come out. It's definitely our year, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I've been speaking with them to help raise awareness and obviously, you know, money to go towards the Reeve Foundation, not just for people with spinal cord injuries, but also people battling MS, dealing with family who has, you know, paralysis or disabilities in any kind of way. And I've learned so much about the Reeve Foundation in general, just about what they do. It's not just about trying to improve people's spinal cord injuries or bring technology to the forefront to assist, but also, you know, things like set you up with universities and housing that is best equipped to handle somebody that's dealing with, you know, those kind of issues, and really being a lifelong partner to offer guidance for them. So I'm going to be partnering with them, doing a lot of content via Instagram, also partnering with AMC and Regal Cinemas to have a Reeve Foundation booth as the Superman movie comes out as Superman. And then I will be joining them, very excited, in November to be their guest at the New York City Marathon. Going to be doing a luncheon and meet all the amazing people who, you know, help make the Reeve organization go. It's looking likely probably Will and the Reeve family as well. And I'll be donning the S in New York City for the marathon to help bring the runners across the finish line and do that. So I couldn't be more excited. I have I will be sending you one of these, by the way, sir, from the Reeve Foundation. Keychains and chains that I'll be giving out. I'm looking over here. I have a box of about 2,000 of those. So I do have a care package that will be coming your way after we do this. So
there's
a surprise, but I wanted to get the reaction live.
Well done.
Oh, that's, you know, you also, you know, you are a part of the Superman legacy too with what you do, and helping, you know, in your way bring this beautiful character and character to light. So thank you for that. And anytime you would like to do anything with the Reeve Foundation, you are welcome with open arms, sir.
I'm not going to cry on the podcast. That's not happened before. But that has just brought me so much joy to know that you're doing as much as you possibly can to honor this hero and honor Christopher Reeve and just be... You said before, we can't be like Superman, but there are elements of Superman and Clark Kent that we can aspire to be like, being the good, being hopeful, being motivating. Now, I've never done a marathon before, but if I did, if I got to the end and saw Superman there, you know, motivating me, I would have the rest of my energy just zapped out of me as I ran past the finish line to make sure that Superman knew that I was doing my best. Oh, I'm so excited to learn more about what you're going to be doing for the Reeve organization.
Yeah, me too.
Many a year ago, I did have the great honor with speaking with one of the members of the foundation on the podcast, learning more about what they do and the fantastic work that they do to this day. So I can't wait to share more about this part of your life soon, when we can help each other out as much as we can. Because you said that.
It's funny because, you know, again, there's a lot of weird parallels with, you know, Superman's and it's what got me into Superman was, like, as I said, like, I grew up on a farm, he grew up on a farm, so I was like, That was literally what drew. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, who is this guy who also lives on a farm like me? Actually, Chris's accident happened about 20 minutes from my house that I grew up in. So that area is a big, there's a lot of awareness around what happened because I was there. I lived in that area. So it comes full circle. And I was deeply moved by the, you know, Superman documentary that came out. I mean, that was, I think as soon as I got out, I immediately reached out to them, like, let's go. Like, I'm all, I mean, I was already all in, but I was twice as motivated after watching that because he was such a man. He's still, when I close my eyes, I think I'm sure for you and a million other people, like, he's who I see as Superman.
It's hard not to. That's the thing. I adore anybody that has the courage to take on that role of Superman, whether it be cosplay, whether it be in a film. I can't wait to see what David Corenswet will be bringing.
He's going
to
be amazing.
He's going to be amazing, but still, I can't even begin to imagine the pressure that are on his shoulders or anybody's shoulders that is continuing to tell this legacy story. There's a lot of pressure there, so I admire anybody to do that. But as you said, with Christopher Reeve, for many people, that is their Superman. It's the superhero movie. And I can't help get emotional every time I hear that theme. And we're going to hear that, well, an interpretation of that in the upcoming film. But as you said, for many people, Christopher Reeve is their Superman. And as you said, to this day, he is still inspiring people around the world. And the fact that you will be helping them is a beautiful thing. And whatever you need from me, I am all in as well with you. I can't say no to Superman. And right now, you're looking like Clark Kent. I can't say no to Clark Kent either. You've tagged my emotions beautifully well. And now I am all in with you, sir. It's, as you said, the year of Superman. It's just exciting to think that.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be excited about anything new that is Superman related. But this year, we really are eating well.
We are eating well. We're eating real good.
We are. So what are you excited about the year of Superman? What's going to be exciting for you, Jake?
I think has been you're seeing Superman now in a lot of different formats between my adventures with Superman and then the Superman and Lois final season, which was, they were both beautifully done. The upcoming movie, obviously. I think we're getting back to our roots as people are finding out what Superman is really all about and who he is. I think that's the most exciting part for me. I'm really excited to see what James Gunn is going to do. As someone who I know he reads a lot of comic books, I know the character is near and dear to him, and I think he gets Superman. It's one thing to know who Superman is, but it's another thing to get what that character is supposed to be and what he represents to a lot of people and to paint that light in the correct way. And I'm excited to see their modern interpretation of, even in the trailer, you could see the bits of, oh, this is a little nod to that. And this is a little nod to that. And even with the amazing rock riff to the John Williams score, which was slap, by the way. I don't work out to that at all.
It's my alarm clock. It's my ringtone. It's everything.
How do you not get up to that? I'm so excited to see what they do and also just get him back to the core of superheroes. I mean, that's what he is. He's the bar. He's always been the bar from in either side. I'm just excited to see people react to him and get a new wave of audience that see this amazing character. Because I think a lot of people, I mean, you know this, they think Superman, oh, he's too powerful, he's goofy, he's this. And I'm like, there's so much, like, he's such an interesting character if you just take the time to see what he is. And there's all these mediums now where you can, see that version. So that's what I'm most excited about. I really am.
It is, and as you said, there's going to be old fans, there's going to be new fans, there's going to be fans coming back out of the woodwork. I'm just always happy to talk about Superman, it could be a negative moment, it could be a positive moment, it could be a healthy debate. They can happen sometimes, and they're always fun as well. But as you said, there is so much Superman content coming out right now. And it's fantastic stuff, whether it be the comics or the TV shows or the film soon in July. Yeah. I'm just so ridiculously happy that so many people are talking about Superman. I'm a bit concerned, to say the least, about the merchandise that will be coming out this year. There's going to be a lot. We've seen a few official things and so far, but the merchandise is always a fun part of it. Now, I've seen some fantastic things released over the years. What sort of Superman popcorn bucket would you want to have when you go and see this film, Jim?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. Oh, popcorn. Those are really coming to the forefront now, these like new popcorn buckets.
I'm guessing they're going to be doing something for it, whether it be, you know, a Fortress of Solitude or if they bring out a Crypto, a giant Crypto.
I was going to say Crypto. I think Crypto would be a good one. I think a Crypto popcorn bucket would be fantastic. Like him just doing something mischievous and, you know, all that. I'm going to go with a Crypto one. I think that would be cool. I think that would be really cool.
There we go. If it happens, you've got us to thank, world. We've manifested that into the world. This episode will be going live, hopefully, very soon. And it's very hard talking about the space-time continuum and time going forward. But hopefully, on the 1st of April, we're getting a new Superman trailer. That's what the rumors have said anyway. And I won't be going very far from my computer or phone on Tuesday to make sure that that does actually happen, because it's been a while since we've had any new Superman content. I mean, I've watched that trailer countless times.
Oh, me too.
And I think we might be the reason why it's getting so many numbers.
Yeah.
But what
it's really
would you like?
You.
That's it. We're just watching it on loop. Just talking about it.
Yeah.
What would you like to see in the next teaser trailer or the next official trailer, Jake?
I'm in the audience. I'm in the camp still. Like, I don't want to see a lot because I want to be surprised and go through the experience. And I know everybody's impatient and like, I want to see this. And I want to see. I'm like, no. I don't want to see it. I think just a little dialogue. I would love to hear. I would like to hear like David's tone and his pitch as he's speaking. Is both Clark and Superman, just to kind of see where his headspace is as far as how he's going to bring that interpretation, whether it's going to be more it seemed like he was going for kind of the Christopher Reeve thing. And that one thing where he's walking through the street is Clark, and he's got kind of the he's kind of weaving his way, and it's a little goofy and in a good way. But to hear like his deliverance, like how different he's going to try and make the two. I think really that's the main thing I would like to see. Just kind of, you know, teaser trailers are kind of meant to get us excited, and then the full trailer is typically to get us context on what is the story about. And I would be happy if James focuses on Superman, and you know, the other characters are going to be great. I'm excited to see the cameos, but like, this is what our story is, and this is a Superman story, and just get an idea of the tone of what that movie is. I'm not expecting a lot. I'm not looking for a lot. I just want to just get the idea of the tone, see a little bit of the dialogue, and I'll be happy.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited for more Clark, definitely more Lois Lane as well. We haven't
Lois
really
too,
seen
yeah.
too much of Lois, but I've got as much
My God,
love.
She's gonna be great. She is perfect.
Wait for it. And the fact that there's even just a hint of purple, that's enough for me to tell me that James Gunn and the fashion crew and the design team know that the fans want Lois Lane in purple.
Absolutely.
But I'm excited definitely for more of Clark Kent. He's a character that you can't have without Superman. And I'm looking forward to those very, as you said, We've not seen much of it in that first trailer, but he was that classic Clark Kent, a little bit bumbling, weaving in and out of track. He's a little bit unkempt. He's not as smart or as regal as Superman. So,
right,
as you said.
I mean, I said it last week. I think you probably heard me, but like I always believe that Clark is the real person and Superman's the persona, whereas like Batman's the opposite. But Superman, I feel like Clark is who he is at heart. So I want to see that they like got that, you know, and because I think, you know, like, you know, I love Henry Cavill Superman. I love Henry Cavill Superman. But Clark and Superman are like the same guy, you know, in his, there's not a lot of difference. Where, you know, there really is a difference to Clark and Superman, and he's very human. Clark is a very human person who just wants that acceptance. So I want to see that shown through David's performance, which I have no doubt he's going to do, because I've heard nothing but great things about his performance as both.
It's hard to. It's physically impossible for me to mute the word Superman when it comes to social media. I don't ever want to do that. I feel like I'm betraying my hero. And that does mean that sometimes some spoilers do get out, and there are some things that I don't necessarily want to see. I take most rumors with a pinch of salt. Mm-hmm. If it comes from James Gunn or DC right. official, right. I will happily share that news out right. to whoever wants to know about it. But everything I've heard about David's performance and what we're seeing or what we might happen in this film, it's, I don't know how, but it's making me even more excited for the future yeah. and to be a Superman fan and to, as you said, to witness other people enjoy this film. Right. I think that's always a fun thing to do, is when I'm in a theater and experiencing other people enjoy the same content that I am. I know that I think for most of this summer, I'm going to be spending my time in cinemas, no matter where I get to see this film.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great, great time for this. Now, do you think you might watch the film in cosplay?
I will be in LA watching it as Superman at the premiere. yeah, I will. Absolutely. yeah. Not to spoiler alert, but yes.
Wow. Absolutely. That's a bombshell for me. If you shared that online, I didn't know that, but that is fantastic news.
I'm waiting, but you know now. Yeah, I'm so excited. Yes, yes.
That's the sort of, you know, audience participation you want to help build excitement. And please, if you can, help people to their seats. I want you to be able to that little torch, making sure they've got the correct ticket stubbed and ripped off. Oh, handing out popcorn. What a surreal moment that would be, though, to just turn up and see you there with that. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, no, I need to get to LA now. That's the
Please.
And then as soon as LA's finished, we need to get you back here for the London premiere as well. This is going to be a beautiful year.
London is my favorite place in the world, so you don't have to twist my arm very heavy to do that. So,
dude, yeah, if you're ever coming back, we need to get that suitcase crammed up full of many Superman costumes as possible. There are
a lot right now, so yeah.
That's good. There's a few locations around the UK that were used in Superman films, so we can certainly recreate some special scenes as well there, Jake. Sure. Oh, so we've talked a bit about cosplay, and we've talked a bit about Superman. If you could in any way help redesign Superman's costume for a new comic or a new story, what would you add or take away from Superman's costume, Jack?
Oh, great question. Wow. You know, I try with a lot of my costumes. Usually I at least have one version that is my version. Where I try and, you know, I love doing the movie recreate suits and wearing, you know, David's suit or, you know, but I like the mashups of doing like, oh, if I was actually him, like, what would I wear? Like, what would my costume look like? And it really varies. I feel like my answer changes like week to week. Sometimes I like the bright blue. Sometimes it's navy blue. Sometimes I like the black in the background of the crest. Sometimes it's the classic yellow. What would be mine? Oh, I really like the Rebirth suit a lot. From the comics, the Superman Rebirth suit. I would add the S to the back of the cape, though, because I feel like this, the S on the cape is a must for me. I think that would be it. I think simple with Superman is, that's what he would want. He's not a flashy guy, so I would... Well, that I do like the little bits and pieces of each, so I might add Henry's like wrist gauntlets from Man of Steel. Just gives a little bit of the alien. I like the little Kryptonian text throughout the S or in the suit somehow. But overall, I think it's perfect, beautiful. It's a beautiful suit.
there's not a wrong answer to that question as well, but I just love hearing you. I love hearing you talk about the minute details.
I really like the black suit too. It's just, everything looks cool in black. Everything looks cool
in black. It really does. It shows up more for everything else, but there's something special about black suit Superman.
Oh, look at that.
And it's one that's happened many times over the years. We've seen it come and go. We saw a glimpse of it in the Zack Snyder cut, as it were.
Beautiful.
But I think it's because it's the complete opposite of what Superman is. It's not bright, bold colors. It's that it's dark. It's a little bit moody. Batman has that element of moodiness when it comes to his costumes. But for me, I love Superman when he's bright and bold and he's leaping off the comics. But every now and again, I think we get those odd days when you think, "Nah, today I'll wear some black today."
That's good. Everyone likes, you gotta have a blackout day every now and again.
Normally a Monday as well, but that's it. Yeah. Let's talk about a bit more about cosplay and advice for those people that would like to step into this magical world.
Yeah, I would say one, have fun. It is not a contest. Keep in mind that all these characters are fictional, so they're not meant to look like a certain way, or it doesn't matter how tall you are, or what gender you are, or what race you are. What matters is your passion for the character, so if you have a character that you're passionate about, do it. I would say don't hop on trends. Like, you know, if a movie's coming out, not really feeling the character, you don't have to cosplay that. Like, cosplay the characters that you care about. And I really appreciate it. You saying, like, you see passion in the characters I do. It's because I do the characters that I really, really love. If I don't have a connection to the character, I just don't. It's not the same experience. So I would just say, just do what makes you happy, what you're passionate about, and then give your interpretation of what you feel like that character is to you. So that would be – oh, and I would also say you'd be surprised how many like-minded people there are to you. There are a lot of nerds out there. Nerd is a good thing. It's a great way to network yourself and find like-minded people. And you realize how many people are like you and have the same interests and passions. And, you know, you can talk about it. So don't be afraid to come up, say hi, give a compliment. We're all just people and probably wearing the costume for the same reason you are, to meet other amazing people and, you know, give our interpretation of characters that we care about. So, yeah, just have fun.
That's what I love, though, about it, is the fact that for many years the word nerd or geek was, the word nerd or geek, it was not the best of terms. It was a bullying term.
You kept a little quiet to yourself.
Yeah. But now the world is so embracing of the things that bring us joy. We need those outlets of escapism and creativity. And as we've said, community. And I've been fortunate enough to attend cons around the world and see people just come to life when they're talking with friends or soon-to-be friends about the things that bring them joy. And it's why it's so special when children and bigger children and adults get to see their heroes jump from the comic book pages and jump from the screen. And you and so many other fantastic cosplayers are making wonderful, happy memories. So I am very grateful for that and will be continuing to support your missions for as long as possible. I'm very excited to know more about the Reef Foundation and what you were doing for the Superman film. It's going to be a very busy year for Superman fans and cosplayers, and I'm so excited about that. Where can people find you online? I've got a couple more questions for you, but where can people find you online, Jake?
I am FoggyKnight14 on Instagram. You can follow me there. I'm also on Threads. Please reach out, give a follow, comment. We can talk all things Superman. I'm a super friendly guy, so don't be shy to reach out and, you know, have conversations like this. And you can find me there or a Comic-Con near you, hopefully, wherever you are.
Love that. And I think when the film comes out, July the 11th, it's going to be a very fantastic time. And one of the big things that I'm excited about is talking with people around the world about this film. So I know that we're going to have to get you back on the show,
Jake.
In costume and in Clark. We want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But we'll have to
go on the costume by myself. I would be in it right now. But that's
I'm guessing it's a two-man job.
I can't get in or out of it by myself, so I'm limited.
So talking about that, what is the balance in cosplay between accuracy and comfort?
You're asking the wrong guy, because I've worn some uncomfortable costumes. I will suffer for my craft. Honestly, for me, Superman is not that uncomfortable. It depends also what version. Like some of the, you know, muscle suits, like the Man of Steel suit, where you're wearing, it's hot. It's hot. But they look beautiful. Like those suits in particular look extra beautiful. But it's not too bad. You honestly get used to it. And like, especially at a con, you're so busy interacting and taking pictures, you're not really thinking about it. It's the little things of my biggest fear. My biggest fear isn't like, oh, I'm going to meet a celebrity, or it's, God, I hope I don't have to go to the bathroom because I cannot get out of this suit by myself and I'm not going to be able to go. It's the little things like that. Yeah, it's rough. Or like you just feel like a diva because I'm like, I don't have a pocket to put my phone or my wallet, or if I drop something, like I can't really bend over to get it. It's not very Superman like, but I'm just like, hey, I'm sorry, could you please get this for me? I just sound like a high maintenance diva, but you're just limited. You're just limited. So
we need more Jimmy Olsen cosplayers that can just come around, and more Clark cosplayers to walk behind you just in case you need something.
Yeah. Oh. I'm about to I think I showed a reel of it, but I'm about to do a suit that's Christopher Reeve style. It's pretty much Christopher Reeve's suit, but with David's emblem, the new. Ooh. So it's a cross of Christopher and David. It's probably going to be the suit that I do a lot with the Reeve Foundation, but obviously because I'll be able to sit and move and it won't be. So I'm very excited for that one, especially in the summertime because –
So, and that's what I love, that so many people are doing a fantastic job of doing. It is respecting the past, but embracing the future of the character. Yeah. Embracing those two worlds. And I've mentioned it before that there is a tapestry to the world of Superman, but everything is connected. Going back to Action Comics 1938 to present day, where Superman is still relevant. He is still needed. He's still such a strong character. And I've mentioned this many times as well. Without Superman, there are so many elements of pop culture that we would not have.
Yeah, right,
we would not have Comic-Cons. We would not have this massive comic movie universe. So that's when I say, when I do get into those heated debates about Superman being a tired or overpowered character, I say, well, it always tends to come back to Superman. So let's try not to give him too much disrespect.
I mean, every time a new character is created, it's like, oh, what would he do against Superman? Like, he's the bar. You know, it's everything is, there would be no, like you said, there would be no any of that without Superman. And I feel like even every character, even if it's just the tiniest little bit, has just like a little Superman in them. Like, there's something that came from Superman that made them pick something for their character. So I agree 1,000%.
Stuff. Now, we're going to get on to my last two questions. Now, you probably know what questions are coming, but one of them is slightly modified just for you, Jake. So the first of all, the question that I love to ask everybody, and there is no wrong answer.
Okay.
What does Superman mean to you, Jake?
Oh, gosh. Man, that's a lot. a lot. He means a lot to me. I think he is obviously a constant reminder to me that no matter what happens in your life and no matter what the day may present, that there's always hope that tomorrow is going to bring something better. I think he is constantly surrounded by me to remind me of the kind of person that I want to be or strive towards. And that no little ounce of kindness can go, it goes a long way, you know, to always treat people a certain way. And that everybody in some walk or life in their own way needs a Superman for, even if it's for 5 seconds. And you don't know what that impact can be. So he's just kind of always hovering around there. It's why I have this, you know, that I wear around my neck is a constant reminder. I have you know, yeah, he means a lot to me, you know, whereas he's, I honestly, genuinely, I know it sounds weird, but like, I think about him every day and like decisions I make, and he deeply impacts those, you know? So yeah, hopefully that answers that question to
the best that I can. Yeah. That's, and it's a question that I love to ask and an answer that I love to hear. So my follow-up question to that wonderful answer would be, what does Superman mean to you as a cosplayer?
Oh, a lot of this. I think I don't take the responsibility of wearing that costume lightly. I am constantly aware that, you know, for somebody that might see me and think, oh, that's Superman. And, you know, for kids especially, you are them to that person, and that experience with you might be what their everlasting impact of that character might be as they grow up. So just how to carry myself and to be kind, and yeah, anybody can be Superman. I think that's the beautiful thing about him. Or Supergirl, you know, you can be your interpretation, or strive to be as close to that as possible. So for me as a colleague, he's done wonders for me. Anytime I'm associated with that character, like, it makes me smile, and hopefully I can continue to do him some form of justice going forward. And I'll be wearing that S a lot over the course of the year. So for everybody who's tired of seeing me in that suit, I apologize. There's going to be about 4 new suits that I'm going to be wearing that S a lot. So my apologies in advance, because there will be a lot of hope spammed on my page.
Oh, what a dreadful thing. Oh, what a dreadful guest to have on the podcast of Steel.
No.
Yuck. I seriously can't wait. Whenever you post something on your feed, whether it's cosplay related or about Superman, it brings me so much joy. So as always, like everybody else should be doing, get your notifications on for when Joke posts something new. Jake's going to be so busy this year, and I can't wait to see what you get up to. Especially, it's going to be a great time.
I just did, the last shoot I did was in a big studio, and it was to do a ton of comic recreations and art. So you're going to see a lot of like very, very high detailed comic inspirations that I'm really excited. I've only gotten a couple back, but I'm really, hold on, see if I can, I don't know if you'll be able to see, hold on.
Is it classic comics? Is it new comics?
It's the new 52 Rebirth suit. Let's see if, so this one's a little more moody, but I don't know if you'll be able to see here.
A little bit moody. Understatement of the year. I love that.
That's embarrassing.
That's the look. I mean, yeah, but before the effects were put into it, there's a lot of facial acting going on.
Here's a little more hope for you. Yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps just looking on a screen of another screen. So I'm hoping when we do meet, you're going to have prints available for you to sign for me.
Yes, absolutely.
That's going in a frame.
I got a care package coming your way. Like I said, I can put it.
Well, that's fine. Once we finish this chat today, because I'm looking at my my post office pile there is something coming to you tomorrow as well. So we can have a race to see who gets there first.
We'll see which postal service, UK or US, is on top of it a little better.
Now that's the answer we want to find out. Not Batman v Superman. It's post offices versus post office. There we go. That's a niche contest going on. Oh, Jake, thank you so much, not just for your time today, but as I said, for being just not a fantastic ambassador for cosplay, but a fantastic ambassador for my hero, for Superman, for the legacy, for Jerry and Joe, for the history of this character. You're doing fantastic work.
Thank you.
As I said, it's hard not to see the enjoyment you get from this character whenever you post or talk about Superman. That's why I know you're going to have a fantastic time this year, and that when you are back on the podcast of Steel talking about Superman, talking about Christopher Reeve, talking about anything to do with passions and heroes, it's going to be a brilliant time. And again, you are a reason why I enjoy going onto social media. It's a fantastic thing to see, Jake.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for having me. Uno reverse on all of that you just said. what you're doing for Superman and bringing awareness as well, and just your passion as well. It doesn't go unnoticed. I appreciate this. I'm so excited. So anytime you want me back, I will be here. I will be here. I'm very excited for the year for you as well.
It's going to be, again, a great time for Superman fans. One more time, Jake, where can people find you online? Because I know you're going to, the world needs to see what you're getting up to this year, Jake.
Yeah, no, at FoggyKnight14 on Instagram and Threads. I will be involved with the Christopher Reeve Foundation at New York City Comic Con, as well as the New York City Marathon. AMC Regals around the North Carolina area, all over the place shouting Superman stuff from the rooftop. So you'll see me all over. I'll be the guy with the red cape. That's me.
Yeah, a bit hard to miss. And I love that. You will be seen from afar. Yeah. And again, all those links will be in this podcast down below. So everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Podcast of Steel. It's been an absolute joy. Jake, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for when you come back very soon.
Thank you.